Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Karen McCall.
Hey, good morning, LaVon.
Hope things are going well for you, Karen, and especially as it relates to money.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
One of the things that comes to mind as I'm reading your book title, Financial Recovery, and then Developing a Healthy Relationship with Money. Define for me healthy relationship. I never think of relationships and money.
I know. A lot of people approach money like they do their car. They want it to run. They know they have to put gas in it once in a while, but they really don't want to know what's under the hood and how things work. And so developing a healthy relationship, I think that it's so important, because if we want to have a life where we're connected to what our values are and what's important to us, if we are not connected, the less likely it is that money will distract us from those things that are really important to us. And so having a healthy relationship with money means that we're not living in vagueness, we're not living in a financial fog or a money coma, that we really have our arms around our money, where we are, where we want to go, and then sometimes it's also necessary to explore how we develop the belief systems and attitudes we have about money that created the mindset that drives our behaviors. So it's really getting our arms around every aspect of our money, emotionally, practically, financially, and spiritually. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mentioning looking back to see where all of your knowledge or lack of knowledge came from, that was one of my thoughts about how parents work with their children, and sometimes it's like they don't want their children to have to deal with anything. They don't want them to know that anything is a problem.
Well, and also, that's true, and also, LaVon, it's true that parents quite often don't know how to handle money. And so when I would have clients come in and say, one of their goals would be, I want to teach my kids about money, I would say, hey, that is a fantastic goal. Let's talk about where you are. Because, you know, we're modeling so much as we go along. And it is important that a parent only shares what is age appropriate. I saw an interview yesterday where a bunch of high school kids were interviewed, and they were really stressed. Now, it is appropriate, you know, for high school for kids to have a sense of what's going on, but this was, you know, kids were worried about being homeless. It just seemed like there was a lot of burden that kids couldn't necessarily do anything about. So I think parents need to be very careful and educate themselves about what is age appropriate. And it starts with the parents.
Mm-hmm. And kids are so smart. They pick up on all that stuff, whether the parents tell them or not. They know something's going on when there's not a whole lot of happiness going on related to finances. So, but and Karen, when I got your book and I saw the cover, Financial Recovery, I'm thinking, well, this is for people who've lost their jobs, you know, in our whole economic times, and now we're having all the people who are losing jobs and losing all kinds of things related to the flooding that's going on and so on. But it's really beyond that. It's for those folks, but it's way beyond that.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. I actually am very empathetic with what has happened and the economic downturn and how it's impacted more people. But I bottomed out around my own relationship with money more than 27 years ago, and I had a thriving practice that was always full, regardless of whether we had a strong economy or a weak economy. So people's money problems are not just born out of, you know, the current economic times. And the other thing I found is that the same issues can be present for people who are struggling with money issues, from the people who are living paycheck to paycheck and really more on the, you know, poverty side, to people who have very high net worth and a lot of money. The emotional toll is the same for everyone. If they're struggling and they don't understand money and there's a lot of vagueness, it can be problematic for people of all income levels, all asset levels, and it's also a great distraction for what's really important to them.
Karen, you do in your book talk about saving, you talk about spending plans and all those kinds of things. But when somebody comes to you, or as you start in your book, that's not where you start, not with those spending plans.
Well, hopefully that happens fairly soon. But the first thing is we want to become conscious of and connected to our money. And, you know, everyone's heard people talk about the idea of tracking. And people think that's just about, oh, somebody wants to see how much money I'm spending. However, I encourage people to embrace the process, because it's how we become conscious. It's how we get connected to our money. And quite often people say, if I had to write it down, I decided not to spend it. There's a lot of unconscious spending that goes on. The other thing is it does give you data so that you can evaluate how you feel about where you're spending your money. An example, if someone realizes that they're neglecting a lot of what their needs are, they're feeling a lot of, oh my gosh, I wish I could, and then they see, oh, they could if they made different choices about this unconscious spending. And so I always think that's the first step for everyone is saying, ah, you know, I want to get my arms around my money. I want to know what I'm actually doing. I still to this day track every penny that I spend. Some people think that's a little bit absurd. However, it's completely it changes people's lives.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you help people see some ways to do that don't take hours and hours. And I don't know. Do you involve computers?
Oh yes, I do. I have a whole money minder system that does involve computers, and also, you know, there's all kinds of tools for tracking now. And the thing is that people have to get what the benefit is going to be for them, rather than just someone telling them. So if people can start linking the consequences of their spending, so that they recognize they want to have a different outcome, now they may be motivated to do it. The other thing, you know, those term papers that we used to put off until the last minute, and the homework until the last minute, and then we have to cram. If people are tracking daily, then they don't have these big piles of things where it's going to take this huge amount of time. But that is one of the fears that people have. I'm already busy, and everyone is, and so I don't want to add this other thing. So, you know, I would work with clients, and I work with the resistance, and I tell people right up front in the book, you're going to feel some resistance to this because everyone does. And then I go on to use a lot of stories and examples and how to, so that people hopefully see, ah, I could really benefit from this. I mean, who wants to follow someone's instructions unless they get a sense that this can really benefit me in a positive way?
Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned the personal examples or the examples, and that's one of the things that I always think is interesting as I read a book. Those are in your book as well as you're talking about them, that, here we can see a real person, and here's what happened, and here's how it turned out. So I think that really makes it more fun to read your book. And are there other ways? Of course, you now are teaching other people to do that counseling, but what about a website? Are there ways that people could get into a website and also get some of this information?
Well, on my website, and I give a lot of free stuff away on the website, it's financialrecovery.com, so it's the same title as the book. And what people can find is I've got a free ebook that people can download. It's 95 pages, or they can work on it on the computer. If they want to explore their relationship with money and how they develop their belief systems and attitudes and how those may be impacting their behaviors, there are a lot of people that realize that this is a career they would really like to have. And so there's information about our training, about our teleclasses. And I have a blog that's always very content-rich, giving people a lot of good suggestions on how to approach their own financial recovery.
I think, Karen, according to some statistics, and I do not have those in front of me, that money questions, money fights, money discussions are one of the things that lead to unhappy marriages and ultimately to divorce. It would seem to me that the book, the website, some counseling might be a good thing to do as couples start to think about staying together.
Well, you know, I have over the years had people come in when they were getting married and say, I want to start out on the right foot, or their marriage is in trouble. And, you know, I disagree slightly with the statistics that it's the money that causes it. It's a lot of stuff gets played out with the money.
Yes.
And so we want to get underneath that to see what the real need is and how they're using money as a way of fighting. And so, you know, this book definitely is for couples.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about all relationships. A negative relationship with money can affect our partners, our spouses, our parents, our friendships, our relationship with our children. And so, you know, working with people for over 20 years, and I've retired from counseling now, and I spend my time training financial recovery counselors and money coaches, but 20 years in the trenches with people, this book is, you know, everything is there in terms of what a person would want to do if they wanted to improve their relationship with money. So, you know, this isn't a book that's just based on theory. I was in the trenches with people for over 20 years.
And based on your own personal experience. I think that always makes it really meaningful, too, to hear your own personal story. So we would like people, if they want, to get a copy of the book. And how do they do that?
Well, it's certainly in all the bookstores.
Okay.
And there's also a link on my website, and they can go to other sites and download it. It's in libraries. So it's
around.
It's available.
Okay, that's Financial Recovery, Developing a Healthy Relationship with Money. And we want to thank you very much, Karen McCall, for visiting with us this morning.
Thank you, LaVon. Mm-hmm. It's been my pleasure.
Till next time, here's a thought. Doing more of what doesn't work won't make it work any better.